IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Viewpoint. I am Beaton. Once again, I have the honor to be the host of today's episode. And here with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Ali, with me here. Welcome to the studio, brothers.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure for us to be here.
Actually, it's been a long time. I've been resisting the urgent temptation to use artificial intelligence for doing my assignments. I didn't make my PowerPoints, translation, whatever. But lately, actually, I failed against this resistance and I used artificial intelligence and I was really satisfied. Mm-hmm. You know, easy, beautiful, neat, organized, and everything you can imagine of an artificial intelligence to do for you. It was perfect, completely. And, you know, AI is one of the most controversial topics of today's topics around the world. And today, in this episode too, we're going to make a beautiful discussion out of this topic, AI. And from both ethical and functional and religious perspectives. First of all, Brother Ali, can you define AI and also the philosophical background of artificial intelligence?
You see, based on what we understand from the Islamic teachings and particularly from the views and ideas of Muslim philosophers who are again very much based on the Quranic and pure Islamic teachings, we believe that human being is of two very, different kind of dimensions. One is the soul and nafs. Nafs or soul, nafs is a kind of technical Arabic terms that we can translate it into soul or spirit, yeah. Something like that. And then we have another thing in human, which is mind, which is called dhihn. Dhihn is mind. When we study about the artificial intelligence, it seems that artificial intelligence mostly deal with this mind, not with the nafs.
Yeah.
Because nafs is different from mind. Okay? For example, Ibn Sina is of the view, one of the great Muslim philosophers. He is of the view that nafs is something that can perceive itself, without any sensation, without any sensory kind of, sensation, man is able, or the soul is able, to perceive itself. If that is the soul, then of course mind is something that only functions by these sensations. So now, if soul and nafs is something completely different, categorically different from the body, from the mind, from the brain, then of course artificial intelligence only can copy some of the capabilities or abilities of the brain, of some of the kind of mechanisms that work inside our brain. Not that aspect of our existence which is soul. Like what, for example? Look, we have something like otoscopy.
Yeah.
Otoscopy means to get out of your body. You know, this is a kind of experience that man can have, getting outside their physical body.
Yeah, I know.
And then perceive each and everything from outside. This is otoscopy. It happens to the mankind. Telepathy, which is a kind of communication or connection between this man and that man, without any physical or physical or material instruments or equipments or tools. So this is a kind of connection or communication between people which goes beyond this physical nature. And also we have true dreams,
yeah.
Which sometimes people see in their dreams, something that truly happens or occurs in their daily life. So the information that they receive from that dream should come from a kind of sources which is outside the body of human being. So these are some very simple kind of examples that we can give to the audience. But when it comes to philosophical theories in which philosophers define soul and body and the differences between soul and body philosophically, because it becomes very much scientific.
The gist of what we're actually discussed up to here was that it's all about intelligence, okay? It's artificial intelligence, it's not artificial morality, it's not artificial soul, it's not that and this. And you cannot actually copy the soul of human beings into this artificial intelligence. But I want to come back to one thing that my brother Ali mentioned. You mentioned that Islam, and from the Islamic actually point of view, we have no problem with this artificial intelligence as a technology and as something, as a tool to help other people live easily. Okay, but the point is, to some extent, this artificial intelligence is replacing human beings functioning. And actually, Islam is against this kind of way of living, like laziness and so other things that will happen by this artificial intelligence. For example, think of a day that this artificial intelligence is working instead of the people and, you know, everything, like even medicine, okay? And at that time, people will have no work to do. Then the only thing that they are looking for is pleasure, pleasure and more pleasure, because they have time to do that. So is it accepted by Islam, this kind of actually possible future of this artificial intelligence?
Look, Islam, as I said earlier, has no concern with regard to the progress of knowledge and science. So as far as knowledge and science actually develops, so it is, as I said earlier, it is quite welcomed. But the problem is that I need to also have a look at the explanations of my respected brother, that we need to understand that this artificial intelligence will never be able to be like a human being, I mean, because they cannot inject soul into this creature. Or at least this is something that needs to be answered by the scholars to see if... you might tell me that, okay, we have seen that... a human insemination had happened in an external womb, and so there is a possibility of it to happen, I mean, to make a robot and insert that, let's say, divine breath into it. So is it possible for such a thing to happen or not? But to my own understanding, such a thing will not happen, because this also is a sort of philosophical discussion that from the time of Descartes started, that he actually believed in a two-dimensional aspect of human being, and then Hume denied the metaphysical aspect of it, and they focused merely on the material aspect of human being, and they limited human being to this aspect. So it means that it will not go further than this, but let's think of possibility of such a thing, that even they inserted, for example, we can say, I mean, let's at least, I mean, there is a saying that says that imagining the impossible is not impossible. Imagining the impossible is not impossible. Yeah. At least we can imagine what looks impossible to us. So this is something that we need, I mean, to even discuss it. But even if it reaches to that level, we see that, okay, they have given this creature that much data, this robot that much data, inserted that much, let's say, mind and intellect, and they even injected a sort of a kind of, let's say, divine, but a kind of, let's say, spirit into it, that it works like a human being. But at the end of the day, it's also a creature of human being. And whose creature are the human being, and the human being itself is creature of whom? This is, again, at the end of the day, the human himself is the creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have no concern with regard to this. But what we really concerned about is the that usage of this technology, which can work, I mean, best in the life of a human being, and I mean that can facilitate the life of human and revolutionize the life of the people in different ways, but it might have some dangers. For example, with regard to the security issues, with regard to the cultural issues, with different, let's say, side effects that it might lead to injustice, because what we based on our Islamic teachings or based on religious teachings, let's say all the religions, all the prophets, all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to establish justice on the scene of the earth. So when something actually comes up to spread injustice, so it's exactly against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to do on the earth. So we see that establishment of justice is the main and final goal and mission of the prophets and messengers of Allah. And there is there is a usage of this technology that acts in the opposite. So this is sort of potential danger that we need to think of. Also, the change in nature, I mean, because they might come to stand in front of, for example, the rules of nature and do some, I don't know, experiments or the things that might damage the nature against what we have been ordered in this world. But to say that, okay, the number of workers will decrease and due to this technology, this is a threat. So even today, we have seen that the machines actually removed and reduces lots of vacancies from the human beings, but other vacancies actually came up and appeared, like for example the workers, or I don't know, those who work in the field of IT, they increased a lot in this regard. But again, the people who were active, they are not programmers, but they are active in social media and they can even earn from that side. So other new versions and new kinds of vacancies will come up, so there is no worries about this thing.
Okay.
So at the same time that it has its benefits, there are probable and possible threats of that. But as from an Islamic perspective, we are not worried about the outcomes or consequences of that, because we have, alhamdulillah, the answer and the platform for using such technology is already ready from our Islamic perspective and Islamic teachings. But it depends on how we are going to use it, for the sake of human being or for against the needs and requirements of human being.
Thank you, Brother Ali, and thank you, Sheikh Rouhani, for being with me in this episode. For sure, there are so many other questions and so many other controversies in this specific topic, artificial intelligence, that we don't have enough time in order to talk about all these topics in this actually program. But I want you, dear listeners, to take this episode is a trigger for you to go and sit and think about all of the aspects of artificial intelligence, and specifically from the religious point of view, and think about the pros and cons and the way that you're going to deal with this new phenomenon and this high developed technology in your own life. So I think we are running out of time. Thank you for listening to us. It was a pleasure to be at your service. I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. يقولها لنا
شفعة أنا لها أنا